Hello, welcome to Spruce Cast. I'm Divine Dominion and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. Today, as always, I'd like to share with you something very important. So I ask, as I always do, that you stick with me for the next 5 minutes or less as we go through this. I'll be talking about the twin virtue. I was reading through the history of the Roman Empire, and as I did, I received instructions from that material. History has it that during the rise of the Roman Empire, Italians were renowned as industrious people. However, this culture of work and blessed dignity of labor was soon declared a curse with the rise of their slavery activities, where they took people of other nations captive. Industry now became the activity of slaves, while the Italians, including their ruling class, resorted to pleasure and luxury. It wasn't long before the Roman Empire fell at the feet of its slaves, to whom it had now submitted all its arts of work and industry. When I speak of the twin virtue, I'm referring to work and industry. Work and industry are twin virtue, elements of true success. There is nothing worth having that can be legitimately acquired and maintained without the twin virtue. All the good things of life respond to work and industry. A truly successful life must be led by the twin virtue. By this, I refer not just to the occupation of one's time with mere activity, but the activity done with resolute, invisible determination to accomplish one's purpose, even though absolute hardship of labor be required. There is this wish of ease that has formed the belief system of a great number of people. We find people who want to amass wealth without work and industry. They want to be captains of professions and fields without hard study. They reach out for positions of honors and desire, but do not want to do the work it all requires. Many people believe that success is a product of talent and genius. That is, that everyone who becomes a success becomes so because destiny determined so for them. Success was given them as a natural right. Well, history and a careful look through the affairs of men suggest otherwise. Success is not mere genius. The greatest of talents, if not refined in the fires of work and industry, will die unnoticed. The truth is all around us. Even talents and gifts must be submitted to the diligence of work before they can stand out as such. Genius may beg ideas, but it is the twin virtue that raised the structure that proved those ideas as good. Genius may beg ideas, but it is the twin virtue that raised the structure that proved those ideas as good. When you see great men or great empires, they are the product of overtime work and industry. It is work among men that changes the world from crudity to admirable beauty. Every single invention and innovation has the signature of hard work on it. It is the twin virtue of work and industry that increases the value of even natural resources. Just think about it. The more work put into any natural resource, the more valuable it becomes. Think of how trees become expensive furniture, art, books. Think about gold, and then think about every other natural resource that you need. See, to boycott work and industry is to never touch real transgenerational success. Are you looking for success? Then find the right work and industry, and you are sure on your way to success. Don't join that crowd of people in constant wish for ease. I say to you today, go the hard way of hard work and industry, and you will not regret that. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.